after ripping into him on the debate stage.
Well, you're the only person on the stage that's ever been fined for hiring people to work on your projects illegally. You hired some workers from Poland.
No, I'm the only one on the stage that's hired people. You haven't hired anybody.
Well, in fact, some of the people he hired.
I've hired tens of thousands of people over my job. You've hired
1,000 people
you've
from another company.
You've had nothing but problems
from another
with your
country.
Credit cards, etc.
Ted Cruz chimed in, too.
When I was leading the fight against the Gang of Eight amnesty bill, where was Donald? He was firing Dennis Rodman on Celebrity Apprentice.
Prompting Dennis Rodman to tweet, "Yes, Ted Cruz, Donald Trump did fire me on Celebrity Apprentice. He's about to fire your blank, too." Cruz got under Trump's skin.
Donald, relax.
Go ahead. I'm relaxed. You're the basket case. Go ahead.
Donald.
Go ahead. Don't get nervous. Go ahead.
I promise you, Donald, there's nothing about you that makes anyone nervous.
But tonight it's clear the race is now a battle between Donald Trump and a newly aggressive Marco Rubio.
It's time to pull his mask off so that people can see what we are dealing with here. What we are dealing with here, my friends, is a con artist.
The Whiplash today. John Carl with us live tonight from Texas. And John, you heard what we said at the top here. A lot of people asking tonight, where were these attacks months ago? Is the 11th hour right before Super Tuesday too late?
That's one of the biggest questions of this entire campaign. For months and months, Marco Rubio didn't lay a glove on Donald Trump while he built up a titanium strong core of support. With Super Tuesday 4 days away, David, it may just be too late.
All right, John Carl in Fort Worth, Texas tonight. John, thanks.